Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Midtown Business Radio.
What is up, everyone? It is C.W. Hall here on the Midtown Business Radio Show. Thank you for making us a part of your day. Our old friends now, Bruce Logue and Emma Folks, with me in the studio from Atlanta Gay and Lesbian Chamber of Commerce. It's that time again for our special episode we do every month.
Every month.
Like clockwork.
Like clockwork.
Usually.
In this show, I'm excited about because we have some really creative types, some very right brain. Is it okay to call you right brain?
That works.
That works? Right brain, creative people. So we're going to get into a different flow today. So I'm really excited about who we have. Kyle, how do you pronounce your last name?
Last name is Strahl. Like
Kyle.
All y'all.
So, given our pre-show discussion, that's important to ask.
Yes, I have the question. And Kyle is also, he's a board member with the AGLCC. And what's your position? You're the communications director, chairman?
Correct. Communications director, graphic designer, creative guru.
Okay. And you... First, I have to tell you, I went to your website. I was doing research, and I went to your website, and I totally forgot why I was on your website. And I was so drawn in by the, it's so clean and stunning and sharp and crisp. And like, I just got sucked in, and I'm looking at every page and reading everything. Like, it is gorgeous. Did you design that? Did you have a part of that? And tell us, what does Kile mean?
Yes.
How did you come up with the name?
Yeah, I definitely designed it. I had my hand in every piece of that website, which is probably why it took two years to put up and, you know, get into the public eye. So it's great to hear that. That's one thing we're looking for. As far as the name goes, when I moved to Atlanta, I became really close with a group of friends that out of the blue just started calling me Kile. And that went into like Kile pie and all kinds of key lime type stuff. And I really don't even know why, but it stuck. And when it came time to have a business, I said, I'm just going to move this over and start using this as a business name. And it stuck 10 years later.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. So how did you get into the industry?
It actually has been kind of a slow moving process. I even tried to avoid it for a while. But ever since I've been a kid, I've always been very artistic. I used to paint murals and draw a lot. And then I decided, you know, I'm going to move to a bigger city. And I came here thinking that I wanted to be a musician. And I tried to avoid it. And then I got my first job at a law firm. And then they started seeing my artistic talent. And they're like, you know, create this banner or make this website tweak or this business card. And it slowly started to come back in my life again. And I realized the demand for it. So I think that's why I started to go for it.
And what type of value, like, you know, we always hear you have to brand yourself. You know, as a business owner, you have to worry about your marketing. You have to worry about your branding. What message are you, you know, giving out there to the people? Like, what type of value do you give to your clients or give to clients that are seeking branding and graphic design?
Well, I think it starts, a lot of people come to us because they've tried to go somewhere else and they're not getting the results that they're looking for. And a lot of that result is just people not showing up to do the job. So we've made it one of our main priorities and goals to have that personal conversation, to keep our emails and communications open with them, and simply let them know that we're going to be there to have that conversation to then expand their brand. And branding is our main point, you know, that we like to work with clients.
Kyle, are there a specific type of clients that you like to work with?
Yeah, I would say one of my favorite type of clients is a startup that is more geared towards packaging and design. It's kind of like a Shark Tank effect where somebody will come into the office and we have this new product they want to get out. And they want us to create, you know, some crazy ideas for packaging and get their name out into the world. So that's exciting. And then we also like to work with internal marketing teams where they have their own company and structure, but we're there really as a support service to, you know, help their communication get out company-wide.
Great, great. Now, when you're meeting with your clients, how do you do like a brain dump? How do you get the ideas out of their heads so that you can incorporate, or how do you work with your clients or engage with them?
Typically, it can be a lot of different styles or ways that we meet with them. A lot of times, we do go and meet with them in person. But it's I bring a few team members on the Kile team, and we have a round table, and we all bring a different aspect to that conversation. Mine more is communication and the idea of the campaign. Then I have web designers, and I have people that write messaging. So I think it's bringing a full team of people that can surround that client and give them different options and really bring out, you know, a list of ideas that they didn't know that they were even looking for and really get them on target market, you know, their precise target.
You sound really passionate about it. Why do you do this? What is like, what you feel, I feel like this is your like your purpose. Like, why are you doing this? It seems like a lot of work.
For me, beyond just the creativity part of it, I have a passion in somebody coming to me with a very small idea and being able to turn that into a tangible, physical thing that people see, touch, feel, hear, and then really wrapping that into a package. Like everything I have to do has to be perfect. So the idea that I can, you know, do somebody's business cards, website, logos, and then all their other advertising is just, it's a passion to keep that consistency.
So what would be some of the common questions that, you know, when people come to you and they start talking to you, they find out what you do, what are some of the common questions that clients ask you?
I think in the beginning, a lot of people want to know exactly what it is that we do. They have a certain idea that they're coming to us for a logo or design, but then it is, oh, are you really a full service design firm that can handle, you know, everything from point A to point B, which is yes, we can. And then people are always really concerned about turnaround times. You know, I need this yesterday. It's usually, you know, always the question, can you make that happen for us? So, you know, we guide them in the right direction. Or we sometimes get, you know, small questions like, can you turn this tiny pixelated logo or graphic into a billboard, you know, that's really high resolution, which is no. So we have to definitely guide people in the right direction.
Wow, that was my next question. Can you take my logo and make it into a billboard? No. So how do you provide, you know, your knowledge to your clients so they kind of understand, you know, what can actually happen, what can't happen? Like, how do you educate people on what they're asking for?
So one of my favorite things to do is when a brand new potential client calls up and they're either new or they've had another experience, is I like to take that time immediately in the front end and describe to them what we do and how we can, you know, essentially hold their hand through the process and be something different. Or, you know, they'll come to us and say, you know, I'm trying to create this box of this packaging graphic, but I have no clue what's all involved and the people we have to get involved to make it happen. So I like to educate in the very beginning to build that trust. And then the rest just kind of unfolds from there. And to me, that's kind of what it's even built, the trust relationship and them bringing their business to us in the first place.
Now, you're involved with the LGBT community by virtue of being a board member on the AGLCC. Are you involved? Do you do other work within the community as well?
Yeah, we've done some volunteer work for Jerusalem House. We're really passionate about that, on-site working with them. Project Open Hand. One of the big pushes that we've had the last couple of years is the Point Foundation. To me, it's a great place to invest money in. Been working with them. And then obviously, every month with AGLCC is something I'm very passionate about. But we like to get our hands in the community, you know, as much as we possibly can.
Great. Yeah. Well, again, I've had the opportunity to see your work. How would you tell our listeners that you're different than your competitors? What makes you different?
For us, I mean, we like to say that we're, you know, amazing designers and we can, you know, make a brand, you know, stand out from above the rest. But for us, I think what's created longevity between us and our clients is that we are there, we show up, when we say we're going to do something, we do it, and we're always available. And, you know, out of everything that I've ever heard from a client, that is what has mattered to them the most, that we follow through. So to me, that's where we've, you know, created that value, what separates us from the bigger competitors out there that we have.
Great. And as you're growing your business, where do you see your business going in about 5 years?
Well, right now we are definitely in that transition period of growing, and you know, I hear that from a lot of business owners. But we definitely want to extend our reach nationwide, which we already have a little bit here and there, but grow that. Working on moving toward a larger business space and really grasping and getting a group of really talented, creative people on the team. Whether that is photographers, whether it is, you know, graphic designers or web designers, but really working on that core team is the next phase.
So I'm going to kind of go backtrack a little, because I'm still trying to wrap my head around, you know, full service design team. And, you know, how would you say that you help your clients achieve their goals, whether it's branding, marketing? How do you help them, you know, achieve everything?
I think the main thing is setting them down at a table and having them discuss to us and having that conversation about what it is, what they really need, you know, want and need in their vision, who their target market is, but bringing them back to what's really going to bring that business into them and not just their stylistic taste and vision and ideas that they've had in their mind, because usually that's always a little bit off. So once we can get them, you know, to the center of what they really need to bring business in and sell products or services, that is how we've been able to make people achieve their goals by kind of removing them from what they need to do the most. And then usually it works.
Now, what advice would you give to, you know, other designers or young people or people looking to get into the business? What would you say to them?
As far as an individual designer, I would say, you know, keep designing and keep getting in front of people. You never really know what opportunities around the next door. Everything that I've done so far has been, you know, with the people that I've had been able to meet in the public eye. Don't waste your time being a perfectionist. Nothing's ever going to be perfect as much as a creative person could possibly want it to be. And then get everything organized, especially with us. I still have an issue with keeping all my files organized, but that's usually one thing I get reprimanded on by people I work with. So get organized.
Now, I know before we started airing, you and I had a pretty lengthy conversation about being a business owner, right? The trials and tribulations of being a business owner. And what advice would you give to other business owners out there?
Just as I mentioned to you, I think finding your balance as a business owner and where you fit into your team and stop multitasking. I know everywhere that we talk about it, it's like multitasking is great. It's great to do. You should do it all the time. Well, multitasking is what I think has held me back on growing even further because I want to do everything and I want to do it perfect. So it's time to, you know, find other people, surround yourself and trust them with what they can do and let them thrive or teach them. And you know, keep them in the, you know, the same things that you like to do. And most of all, find a hobby. That's the newest one that I found.
Find outside of what you do.
Yeah, find something that you're passionate outside of what you make money
on. Like fly fishing?
Sure, fly fishing, basket weaving, whatever it is that you want to do.
Now, somebody that's looking for advertising design, how can they reach you?
Well, I think the best start would be going to our website. That is keylaydesign.com. K-E-Y-L-A-Y design. And as Emma mentioned there, really everything that you could be looking for is on the website itself. And I think that why it draws a lot of traffic.
Stunning.
You can give me a call directly at 404-496-4338. You can also shoot me an email.
Are you on Twitter?
Yes, we've been tweeting.
We are on Twitter. It's all linked on our website.
Okay,
I check us out Twitter. There.
Everybody in the studio, thanks for fighting your way into Buckhead and joining us here in the studio. Fun day today.
Fun day today.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Everybody out there who made us a part of your day today, thanks so much. Turn around and click share. You might just be putting the information out there that helps somebody that you care about. And we'll see you all next time. See you then.